If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come on, let's get going now.
KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Thursday night. We are with you. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Have you for the next 2 hours, taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. As always, if you want to chime in on the program, multiple ways for you to do so. You can call or text 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. Or for those of you who are watching on our various social media channels, you can just leave a comment and we can respond to those as we go along through the program tonight. Again, taking you till 8 o'clock. We've got a couple guests lined up for hour number one. We are going to be joined by Bernie Miklas. He is going to join us in about 10 minutes. And then Sasha Kleschen from MLS Season Pass and Apple TV will join us at about 6:35. We'll talk City SC with him. 7 o'clock hour, going to be more of the opportunity for you to get in here. Anytime we do the daytime Cardinal games, day games, we don't take as many phone calls and that sort of stuff on the extra inning show. So we always give you that opportunity during Sports Open Line that night. So we'll do that. We'll talk some Blues hockey in there as well. They've obviously got a big one tomorrow as they play for their playoff lives coming up tomorrow night at the Enterprise Center. We'll talk about the Shifley hit from Braden Schenn and whether or not that was a totally clean hit or not. Doesn't sound like there's going to be any punishment that comes down from the NHL. Thought it was interesting to kind of hear the bickering back and forth that was taking place between the coaches. Like, this is what playoff hockey is. This is what playoff hockey is. I thought Jim Montgomery was correct in saying that last night was the worst game that the Blues had played so far in the postseason, and it was probably the best game that Winnipeg had played. So you put those two things together, and it turns into a loss. And now the Blues are just going to try to force a game number 7. And that's kind of what I've been... I didn't know what it was going to look like in terms of was it going to be the home team that won every single game. But my hope was that this Blues team could find a way to force Game 7. See if you're playing against a really, really good team in Winnipeg. Can you force a Game number 7? Can these young guys that are on this team playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs for some of them for the first time ever, can these guys continue to understand what it takes to be successful in the playoffs in hockey and force a Game number 7 and find a way to steal one? Like, I always thought that was the pathway to the Blues winning this first round series. I started to dream a little bit when they won that when they won the two games at home, 3 and 4, by such a wide margin that maybe they would be able to go back to Winnipeg and get one, and Game 6 could turn into an elimination game at home. It didn't work out that way, and I'm kind of back to where I was. Just force a Game number 7 and see what you can do. If you can force a Game 7, at that point, anything can happen. And That's what I would like to see this team do. I don't know if they're going to win this series. The odds are stacked against them, and Winnipeg is really, really good. But all you can worry about is the next game, and the next game is going to be coming up tomorrow night, which is going to be a really fun night in downtown St. Louis. You've got the Cardinals playing. They're opening up a series against the Mets. That's going to be about a 7:15 start. You'll have the Blues playing. That's listed as 7 o'clock start, so probably we'll have a puck drop closer to 7:20 or so. You've got the Battlehawks starting. They're going to get rolling at about 7 o'clock. There's going to be a lot going on in downtown St. Louis coming up tomorrow night, which is going to be a whole lot of fun. Like I like it when the city of St. Louis feels vibrant. I like it when there's a lot going on, and that is what it seems like is going to be taking place coming up tomorrow night. So that's good all the way around. Cardinals today, you know, if you've been with us for the last hour and a half, you've heard a lot of Cardinals talk during Redbird Rush Hour and the extra inning show prior to that. Just one of those games today where it didn't seem like they were en route to winning, and then the rain delay happens, and it very much seemed like they were not. You know, they don't hit home runs today. That's the difference between yesterday and today offensively. They did not do a whole lot offensively at all today. The one run on three hits, they score the one run in the third inning to turn a 2-0 deficit into a 2-1 deficit. But once you came back from the rain delay and you didn't bring Matthew Liberatore back, and all of a sudden there's going to be a lot of pressure on the bullpen to cover a bunch of innings, and nothing against a Matt Svensson or a Riley O'Brien, but those are not the guys that you really, really trust right now, and those are your first two guys out there, and the game just kind of got away from them. And if anything else, you got your split. You got your split, and now you come back home for 6 games at home, and you've been really good at home. So you try to continue that run that you've been on here recently. It would have been great for the team. I'm not trying to like give them a free pass on losing today's game. It would have been great for this team to be able to take 3 out of 4 from Cincinnati. I think it's valid to wonder if the rain doesn't come, would have they been able to get after Andrew Abbott at some point? His day was starting to wind down. Abbott finishes with 74 pitches through his 4 innings. So with the rain coming in the middle of an inning, the Reds get one more inning from a starting pitcher than the Cardinals were able to get. That's part of home field advantage, I guess. But Abbott, where his pitch count was at, were you going to get an opportunity to get after him? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. Again, it was mostly an off day for the Cardinals hitters today. Again, they just collect the 3 hits and the 1 run. But I think you can be content with splitting a 4-game series. I don't care who you're playing. If they go play a 4-game series against the Rockies or the White Sox and they split the 4-game series, like maybe those teams are saying, okay, that's a series that you should probably find a way to win. But generally speaking, even with those teams, it's hard to win 4-game series in baseball. It's just not something that happens all that often. So you take the split, and you were able to double your road win total, and you go from there and see if you can get on a bit of a run. Kevin and I were talking about this at the end of the Redbird Rush Hour. When you look at what's coming up, the schedule does lighten up at least a little bit. You've still got some tough teams here or there, but starting with this series against Cincinnati, I mean, after going through a run of the first month of the season was good team after good team after good team after good team, with the exception maybe of that 3-game series in Pittsburgh. And I know Atlanta's record's not great, but Atlanta's a lot better than their record would indicate. You're finally getting to a point where you're playing some games that are against not-so-great opponents. When you look at what's going to be coming up in the month of May, yeah, you've got series coming up against New York, Philadelphia, and Detroit. I think those are the really tough series in the month. But outside of that, you're going to play Pittsburgh, you're going to play Washington, you're going to play Kansas City, you're going to play Arizona, although Arizona's pretty good. You're going to play Baltimore, you're going to play Texas. I think those two, that's going to be interesting to see who those teams are when you get to that road trip against Baltimore and Texas, because those teams are supposed to be better than they've been playing so far. And you just hope that, for the Cardinals' sake, that they don't all of a sudden find it between now and the end of the month. All right, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we are set to be joined by our good friend Bernie Miklas. His weekly conversation with us here on Sports Open Line, that's coming up in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you till 8 o'clock this evening, a full program. It's been a long day. We had a Cardinals rain delay. We did Redbird Rush Hour, extra inning show, and now I've got you for another hour and 40 minutes. And I believe, do we have a city spotlight tonight? We do have a city spotlight. Jen Cease is going to be hosting city spotlight coming up at 8 o'clock right now. Very happy to welcome in our friend. You read him, you see him at Sports Hub STL, also doing the Cardinals Territory Show with our friend Katie Wu. He is Bernie Miklas, KMOX Sports Contributor. Bernie, always great to talk with you. How are you?
It's all when we're, you know, we get to reunite like once a week, twice a week, actually, on Fridays as well for Redbird Rush Hour. Great to be with you, Matt.
Yeah, we I enjoy our time. What have you learned anything about the Cardinals in the last week or so as they continue to be a team that just is very inconsistent?
Yeah. And can I, you know, with your permission, because I'm not like disregarding your question. Because this is very much the same thing. You know, what I did today, I started doing it, just trying to think about the first month of baseball, you know, just looking at their body of work for the season, you know, because yesterday was the final month of April, final day of April, I'm sorry. And what I like to do is kind of take stock of a team after the first month, because mm-hmm. it's a sixth season, it gives you an indication. And I would say this, and not that any of this stuff is earth shattering, but the starting pitching has been better than I expected. It's been pretty good. The bullpen has been, no question about it, a huge liability. The Cardinals, for example, last year in games decided by 3 runs or less, had a .560 winning percentage. This year so far it's .315. And the bullpen is a huge factor in that big change in fortune. The defense is one of the two or three best in baseball, you know, and that's backed up by, you know, whatever metric you want to use. And Walker's greatly improved in right field. Wilson Contreras has played solidly at first base. Páez is throwing out more base this year. So the defense really checks out well. And then I have to tell you this, and I want to get your opinion. When I was looking at the Cardinals and where rank in all of these different categories, the, you know, the really big categories, runs per game, slugging percentage, you know, runners of a scoring position, batting average, all that stuff. They're, I got to say, their offense is actually really good relative to the rest of the major leagues. I mean, the Cardinals basically have a top 10 offense. And the thing of it is, I know they're inconsistent offensively, so I think that I can only speak for myself. It taints my view of the offense as a whole. I sort of remember the bad stuff more than the good stuff. But their offense has actually been really good. And people will laugh at that. I don't know what to tell you. Like, for example, you know, my imagination, I thought the Cardinals, you know, have scored three runs or less game way too many times, right? Well, actually, it's happened 10 times, but the thing about the 10 times, there's only like three or four. There's three other teams have only done that, those low-scoring totals. If there's only like three other teams that have done that fewer times than the Cardinals. So they've actually been more consistent than I imagined. So I don't know what your impressions are, but that's I was fired up after like doing some of my deep dive stuff to see, I think, a pretty handle, at least so far, on the state of the Cardinals.
Yeah, and just on a surface level, and maybe some of your numbers would prove me wrong on what I'm about to say, Bernie, but at the end of the season, if the numbers offensively are what they are right now, I'm going to be very enthused about it because I think the overall numbers are fine. I do get that sense that it's been a roller coaster where it feels like it's all or nothing. Now, you just told me basically I'm wrong and thinking that way, and you're probably right, but I do think it feels that way. It feels like the reason that the numbers are pretty good is because they either score a ton of runs or they don't score many. And I also think it's a really young team. Oliver, I will parrot Oliver Marmol on this, and I will gladly do it when he talks about him, this being such a young team, that there's going to be growing pains, there's going to be ups and downs, and I think that's a very legitimate thing to say. I'm just curious, does the consistency shore up a little bit between now and the end of the season? But to your point, maybe I'm putting too much into that.
Well, I don't know. Listen, and when I gave you that number about how many times they've scored three runs or less in a game, you know, you were surprised to hear, but I have to say it again. I was surprised to see that. But they've scored three runs or 10 times in their first 31 games. Doesn't count to today because there's only through the end of April. It's the fifth lowest total by a team in the majors and the third lowest total by a National League team. And it's the fewest times. They have fewer games of scoring three runs or less than any team in the NL Central. I swear to you, I would have made a significant bet that those numbers would be a lot, that would be probably bad, and they're actually surprisingly good. Now, that could change, of course, to your point.
It also, I've been around baseball long enough, and I know you have too, Bernie, when you're winning or losing a lot because of one thing, when that thing gets fixed or when that thing starts to fall apart, the other side's do the opposite. So it's been the bullpen that has really struggled. I see it in the future that the bullpen's going to find a way to get a little bit better, but then all of a sudden starting pitching isn't going to be quite as good. They're not going to be quite as good offensively. So, and then at that point, you lament the fact that you had the opportunity to win so many more games if your bullpen would have just been performing at a better level in the first month.
I'm not just agreeing with you because you're my friend and colleague, but I feel the same way. I think the starting pitching has been a good surprise, but I also know they don't strike out many hitters, and they have had sort of their home runs per nine inning rate. I'm talking about their starters. History tells me, because I always keep tabs of this stuff, you know, their home run rate allowed is like so outstanding that I don't think it'll last. I'm not saying they're going to start giving up, you know, bombs away all the time, but I think there'll be a little bit of a correction there. I mean, for as much as we're all encouraged by Miles Michaelis, and listen, I got to give him credit. I don't want to be petty and act like still taking shots at him. He deserves some praise. But that said, for example, to my point about home runs, he hasn't allowed a home run this year. Last year, he allowed 26. So my point is, there's some stuff with that rotation that's a little fragile that could, you know, lead them down a more negative path as the season goes on. But we'll have to see it. On the other hand, they get a good amount of ground balls, and they have an excellent defense behind them. So that means something too.
Let's jump over to the Blues. Tough loss for them last night. They come home needing to win tomorrow to force a Game 7 back in Winnipeg. Let's start with the biggest St. Louis sports story today, the hit on Scheifele. What did you think? Clean, not clean, a little borderline? Where would you go with that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give the cop-out answer, but I'm not trying to cop out, because if I had a strong feeling one way or the other, I would say it. But no, I think it was borderline. I mean, it looked like Shen left his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, those things are always questionable to me, you know, whether it's excessive, although he did get a roughing penalty. I don't blame Winnipeg for getting upset, but I also thought their coach was going a little bananas talking about how he's calling the league office after every game because of these hits. Look, Winnipeg's been hitting the heck out of the Blues too. I mean, this has been a two-way thing. There's been some vicious hits on Blues players. And I'm not complaining. I'm not whining. I'm just saying, I know that was a big hit. It was a borderline hit. I understand why the Jets are upset. I really do. But let's not act like, you know, the Blues are doing these vicious attacks on Winnipeg that are beyond the pale. Winnipeg's doing some of that stuff themselves. So, you know, I thought that it was unfortunate that he got hurt last night, but I also was it was strange to me that the Blues couldn't take advantage of it. Not that they were trying to hurt him, but once he left the game, I thought that would make it easier for them to win. And they actually got worse after he left.
Yeah, the
Blues. The
two coaches kind of going back and forth at each other. It's fun, but it also reminds you that how much playoff hockey is like. This happens in playoff hockey. These two guys are friends. They worked together previously, and they're going back and forth. If you take a step back and take the passion out of it, it's just, man, we've missed playoff hockey in St. Louis, and it's good to see all this.
It's great. And you know, listen, the Blues, the thing that really bugged me, and listen, a lot of people, it's not like there's some big revelation. What really bugged me last night was this was a team that, you know, had turned Connor Hellebuyck into a guy that just was, you know, falling apart, you know, in games 3 and 4. He got benched in consecutive games for the first time in 3 years. And I thought, okay, they're going to storm his crease and storm his, the slot, and they're going to put all kinds of bodies around him. And that's the kind of thing that really gets to him. And they didn't do it at all. I mean, well, I shouldn't say at all. I mean, they had 8 5-on-5 shots on goal in the second quarter. And they had very little traffic in front because they weren't forechecking. They weren't keeping the puck in. They weren't buzzing around. And I know Winnipeg was trying to put, you know, more defensive help to keep in front of Hellebuyck to keep the Blues out of there. They were boxing out very well. But that's not like the first time a team's ever tried to box out, you know, forecheckers or people trying to get to the net. I was surprised the Blues had no way to counteract that. I was just – the one thing they could not do is play the kind of game in Game 5 that would give Hellebuyck his confidence back. And that's exactly what they did. I still can't believe – what a passive game they played last night. I didn't see the urgency at all after early in the second period when Snuggerud tied it. And that's the other thing. Their 5-on-5 game in Winnipeg has been awful. It's been great in St. Louis. And the Blues stars, their best players, at 5-on-5 in the 3 games in Winnipeg, lost all 3. They haven't shown up on the score sheet, really, at 5-on-5. I mean, Nathan Walker leads them in 5-on-5 goals up in Winnipeg. I mean, that can't happen. No disrespect to him. So if they get this thing back to Game 7, all of these guys that have been doing such wonderful things offensively via the Blues all year, they're going to have to pick it up. Or there's no chance they'll win that game in Game 7 if they get there.
He is Bernie Miklas. Read his columns, watch his videos at Sports Hub STL, also Cardinals Territory, along with Katie Wu. And Bernie, our conversation's being brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling.
Yeah, Saliga Heating and Cooling, I want to tell you about an exciting change. Saliga Heating and Cooling, you know, which, of course, family-owned and operated since 1927. They still offer free estimates and financing options. They still have the best and most trustworthy customer service in St. Louis. We've been a Saliga client and family for 16, going on 17 years, but they've switched to Daikin heating and air conditioning equipment. And I know this is all technical stuff, but they use a different type of refrigerant, Daikin, which is used worldwide. So they're in line with like what's being used worldwide compared to some other refrigerants that have been banned in a lot of countries. So it's they're giving you basically the refrigerant in the air conditioning service, with, you know, even the heating service, where it does not contain something that they call forever chemicals. So it's better. It's better for your home and better for you. And that's why Dan Saliga made the switch. So they'll take great care of you. They've been taking great care of us for a long time. Take a look at their Priority Club. It's a maintenance program. And preventative maintenance that we have found over and over again can save you a lot of money long term. I mean, just recently, as 10 days ago or so, they came to our house for the scheduled maintenance check. They do that twice a year, and they found a little problem. And instead of, you know, saying, "Oh, look, no, we're okay. We adjusted it. It's fixed. It's minor, but we discovered it in time." See, that's the benefit of preventative maintenance, because it'll extend the life of your equipment. So I could talk all night about Saliga Heating and Cooling, but I can't. So I'll just direct you to go to SaligaHeatingandCooling.com, SaligaHeatingCooling.com. Thank you.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We have you for an hour, another hour and 20 minutes, taking you till 8 o'clock. Nothing but city talk in the 8 o'clock hour. Jen Cease is going to be here for a city spotlight. We'll talk a little City SC soccer right now. Very happy to welcome on to the program. You see him on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. He is Sasha Kleschen. He does a lot of work as an analyst on MLS 360, MLS Countdown, MLS Wrap-Up. He joins us right now. Sasha, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. City SC, they were so close to coming up with a win this past weekend, but they're right at the end. They gave up the equalizer, and they end up tying LAFC 2-2. They get a point, which is something they haven't done a lot of lately, but I know they really wish they could have gotten the win. Did you see anything from City that night that looked better than what they had done recently?
Well, I think we saw a little bit better in the attack. Obviously, getting two goals, that's been the biggest problem for St. Louis City this season, is putting the ball in the back of the net. Not many teams go on the road to LAFC in the past 5 years and put up two goals. So that's a positive. You can take that. I think before the game, if you told St. Louis they'd walk out of here with a point, they probably would have said yes. Of course, in the fashion that it happens, with Denny Bouanga scoring a world-class goal that probably could have been prevented a few times along the way, they'll be disappointed with that.
That was impressive what he was able to do. It was like you just couldn't stop him. He found a way to get to the net, and you're just kind of sitting there in awe of him as he scores that goal.
Yes. Listen, but he's done that for the last 3 years. The scouting report should have said that on Denny Bouanga. But then you also got to think to yourself, okay, it's in the 90-plus minutes. You're protecting a lead on the road. Why do you have so many numbers forward? Why is there so much space for Denny Bouanga to run into? Which, if there's any player in the league that you're going to give space to run into that's going to punish you 9 times out of 10, it's Denny Bouanga. So could they have fouled him along the way, taken a tactical yellow card to preserve the 3 points? These are all things they probably look back on in the video this week and kick themselves over.
Is that on Olaf Melberg?
No, I don't think so. I think it's hard as a coach to dictate what happens that late in the game. Things are going crazy. There's chaos. You're also down a man. That's on the leaders in the back. Obviously, with Roman Berkey not in there either, you've got young players. Somebody in the back has to say, guys, stay compact, stay in shape, come back into our shape. If they're going to score a goal on us in the 90th minute, they're going to have to break down 10 guys behind the ball.
Look, there's been a lot of changes with this team. First year for Olaf Melberg, many of the players came in during the transfer window last year. They've added even this year as well. Does it take a little while for not just from a on-field X's and O's perspective, but also for guys to assume their roles in leadership and things like that? Is that something that is going to take a little bit of time when so many things are relatively new?
Yes, of course. I think when you talk about leadership, you had guys that came in last summer, but they were working under a different coach. Now they have to kind of reprove themselves to the new coach, to Olaf Melberg. They need to get to know each other. He needs to figure out who he really trusts, who are his guys that are written in pen in the lineup every week, people that he can trust and look up to that will speak to the team, that can relay his messages and things like that. So, yes, it takes time. I think they had a positive start, you know, defensively. Now they're trying to figure out ways to just be a little bit more dynamic.
When you saw the players that they brought in at the transfer window last year and how they finished off the season, I think a lot of people felt very good about where this team was at, that they could be a playoff team, and maybe even more than that. And then this year it has been so slow going from a goal-scoring standpoint. Has your opinion, I don't know where your opinion was at the beginning of this, but has your opinion changed at all in terms of the makeup of this roster, if they have the right guys here, or if this is still a team and a club that is a far way off and they've still got to add a good number of players?
I think I can answer both of those questions. Yes, I do think they're a far number off from competing for a championship in Major League Soccer. And the reason is I see a disconnect between management and the players that they're signing not fitting into the way that Olaf Melberg plays the game. So if you're going to sit back and defend deep, which is what it seems like Olaf Melberg wants to do, you need dynamic, fast players in attack if you're going to play on the counterattack. And the players that they have are more ball-playing players. Toyshirt, Hartl, Klaus. These aren't guys that are going to beat people fast off the dribble, that are going to go one against one, that are going to go straight to goal when you win the ball. They're more players that need to have ball possession. So if you're going to play on the counterattack, you need fast players. I'm not sure that there's a clear connection between the players brought in the transfer market and the way the new coach wants to play.
That's really interesting because Lutz Pfannenstiel is the guy who gets players. He's also the guy who just hired the coach, and we've always been told from day one with Bradley Carnell going to Hackworth and now we're at right now that, you know, the style of play more than anything else is being dictated by Lutz Pfannenstiel. And now you say that just watching the way they want to play versus the guys that are there, there's a little bit of a disconnect. How do you think all that sort of ends up happening when, again, it's Lutz who brings in the coach?
Yeah, listen, I'm not sure I can answer that question precisely. I'm still disappointed that St. Louis got rid of Bradley Carnell when they did. The team had an identity. They had a style of play. It seemed like the players were bought into him. Obviously, the results were poor to start the second season, but does that really great first season just get thrown out the window that fast? I think that was a bit short-sighted by Lutz. And then obviously there was success more in the second half of the season with John Hackworth. So then you decide to get Olaf Melberg. It just seems like there wasn't a clear plan in place from day one, since Bradley Carnell was fired. And so I think that's something that, you know, has to be addressed in the summer transfer window with perhaps a few younger, more dynamic attacking wingers.
This is a big opportunity coming up this weekend when you look at the handful of teams that are right in front of City in the standings as they still try to play their way back into a playoff spot. Seattle is one of those teams, so finding a way to get 2 points this weekend could go a long way towards this team starting to turn their season around.
Yeah, 100%. And listen, Seattle is a team that hasn't had a great start to the season. Most of us picked them to be a top two or three team in the West. And now they're dealing with some injuries. You know, potentially Jesus Ferreira could be out this weekend. Looks like Jordan Morris is out for probably 6 weeks. So listen, they've got an opportunity to go into Seattle against a team that isn't too confident right now, hasn't been piling up the results, and also is dealing with injuries. So, to go to LAFC and get a point, now if they can go to Seattle and pick up one or three, then the confidence starts growing, and then St. Louis can definitely be playing with something.
Yeah, we'll see what they can do this weekend. It's been a while since they've been able to get a victory and get those 3 points like you mentioned. Before we get you out of here, give a plug for the great work that you guys are doing at Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. Obviously, the game broadcast, but so much extra programming that you're involved with, and it seems like content is being produced on just about an everyday basis.
Yeah, we're doing a lot at the MLS studios. I think if you're not watching your team, which I'm sure everybody listening is a St. Louis City fan, when their game is not on or if they're playing on a Sunday, Saturday night, we've got MLS 360, which is basically our version of NFL Red Zone, where all the games are happening at once and all the goals, every piece of action that happens, we're bringing it to you live with analysis from the studio. And then I think the best piece of content we make is the Sunday night wrap-up show, which is the highlights of every single game, and then analysis on probably the four biggest storylines of the weekend and debate between me and my colleagues on the show. And that show lives on Apple TV all week. So if you miss the games on the weekend, Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday with a coffee in the morning, an hour worth of highlights, catch every goal that happens, I think is a great piece of content that we put out every week.
Sasha Kleshchen, he's part of the team at ML Season Pass and Apple TV. Great to catch up with you again. Hopefully we'll catch up again and talk again down the line.
All right. Thanks, my man.
Very good. That's Sasha Kleshchen joining us, talking all things MLS and all things City SC. We'll see. We'll see if they can come up with a win against Seattle. That would go a long way. You know, it's interesting to hear some of these things that are being said, and there's a lot of people when talking about soccer that are incredibly smarter than me on it. That's why I lean on folks to be able to have these conversations, and you can certainly get a very educated perspective when Jen comes in at 8 o'clock tonight and talks through things. But it was an eye-opening conversation that we had with Taylor Twellman a couple weeks ago, just talking with Sasha. It feels like from an outsider's uneducated view, because I'm not I'm not overly educated on the sport of soccer where I can sit down and break things down and say, well, they're trying to do this, but they've got the personnel to, you know, they're trying to do X, but they've got the personnel to do Y. Like I can't do that. So I'm not going to lie to you and tell you. But when I hear people who are really smart say that, it's interesting to me. And it's something that at some point has to get figured out. Either if that is the case, either the talent that they bring in has to play more to what Olav Melberg wants them to do, or Olav Melberg needs to have the team playing in a way that more closely resembles the best way to play with the group of players that you have. And I've always thought about great coaches. Great coaches have systems. Great coaches have things that they want to do. But great coaches look at the personnel that they have and they play to the strengths of their team. We will take a break. We'll come back. We'll still talk some Blues hockey, Cardinals baseball. We've still got now another hour and 10 minutes of the program tonight. Don't go anywhere. This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
We do roll on with the program. Just a few minutes left here in hour number one. In hour number two, we are hopeful to be able to talk with a Battlehawks player, probably in the first segment. And then after that, it's going to be nothing but we'll get into a little bit. But we got to talk a little Blues hockey. There's been a lot of talk about that, the hit on Scheifele. I've slowed it down because, to me, it matters if Shin comes, and I don't know if it matters in the rule book. This is Matt Pauly talking. This is not like director of something for the NHL talking. But to me, like, because Shin definitely, his skates leave the ground. He goes airborne. I can't tell you how many times I have, like, gotten to the video and just gone frame by frame because I feel like if he comes off the ice, if he goes airborne before making contact, it's different than if it happens after contact. And to me, it feels like he is starting, like the body is starting to move airborne, but he is not actually completely off the ice until contact is made. Does that, to me, that's not about rules. That's about dirty or not dirty. And I think it's a borderline hit. If you're a fan of the Winnipeg Jets, you are obviously going to be upset with that hit. I think Blues fans can be upset with some hits that have been levied by Jets players. I never like to see. I'm not a fan of things that are borderline and things like that. I like the game to be clean, but at the same time, it's the Stanley Cup playoffs, and it's grungy and not dirty in the sense of a play not being allowed, but dirty in the sense of the style of play that's being played. That's why playoff hockey, the difference between regular season hockey and playoff hockey is more different than any other sport. In every sport, it's a little bit different. Like in the NBA playoffs, the intensity really goes up. There's a lot more super high level defense being played. In baseball, obviously, even the way the games are managed are different in the playoffs than in the regular season. Maybe football is the closest thing of something looking like the regular season of how it looks in the postseason. And maybe part of that is there's so few games in football that every game has a level of importance that these other sports that play more often, you don't have that. But it's just part of this is playoff hockey for sure. Part of this is playoff hockey. And I'd be interested. What are your thoughts on that hit? Feel free to text into the program at 314-436-7900. You can also leave a message or leave a comment if you are watching on the video stream. More after the 7 o'clock news here on KMOX.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.